Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob, where are we at today?
I think it's called Gorman's.
Right out here on 28th Street?
We are. Corner of Burton and Breton. 28th and Breton. I used to work in Burton and Breton. It's kind of a habit to say that. But
Car wash?
This is a No, but I used to use that car wash a bunch. It's a great place. We are right across from Wendy's and the Tile Shop, which the Tile Shop's pretty awesome, too. You ever been in there? Huge tile selection. I've got another bathroom staring at me right now that's intimidating the heck out of me. But we are at Gorman's in their outdoor patio, and got a lot of cool patio furniture, 40 to 60% off because it's season clearance, a little early, but very cool stuff. I'm very happy that my wife's not with me today because this would be an experience that, you know, I'm supposed to be making money today. She'd be blowing it as soon as we're done.
Yeah. Speaking about making money, you're going to be teaching some classes up in Rockford here in the next couple weeks on August the 20th, aren't you, at the Rockford Ace Hardware?
Yes, we are. We're doing, Rob Russell and I are doing Barbecue 102 Butts and Briskets. I downloaded something. I got an email the other day from Great Lakes Barbecue Association, and they've got Mike and Debbie Davis coming through, some competition barbecuers. They're doing a barbecue class. It's a two-day class, which sounds like torture to me. But
it's a long time to learn barbecue,
I know. Nothing could be, unless there was like a massage and, you know, a golf match in there or something. But $600 for a barbecue class.
Right. And they're selling that here in Michigan.
Yeah, ours is like $75-$80.
Right, $75-$80 up at Rockford
Ace
Hardware.
And that basically covers the cost of all the food and all the stuff we're going to do. But we're going to feed you like crazy. You're going to eat butts and briskets till the cows come home.
That's
it's
right.
A wonderful class. Rob Russell's coming in. Our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell.
Right.
He'd be in for a couple hours.
Yep, and if you've not had the opportunity to meet Rob and listen to him teach barbecue, he's a very practical guy, but he's got techniques, little things that he teaches you and tricks that will just take you from average barbecue to great barbecue just with his little tips
and
techniques.
You can take that same class two or three times.
Right.
Because I've been doing these classes with him for about 3.5 years. I've probably done butts and brisket classes at least 40 or 50 times, and I'm still picking up little nuggets because that's just the nature of things, you know. It's kind of like the golf lessons. We're on the Wacker League out at our ranch, and these guys that go up to the golf emporium and take these lessons, some of these guys have taken these group lessons 4 different times. Each season they take that group lesson because they just say, you know, you get these little nuggets of wisdom. They just keep coming out.
That's right.
You can't absorb it all. So, yeah, go plunk down the $75, Rockford Ace Hardware. It's August 20th, 5:30. You're going to have a great time. We're going to feed you, and then we're headed off to Columbus to do the same thing, and then we're on to Detroit after that. And it's just what we do is we run around and get people turned on to smoking on a good one.
That's right. And you know what? You can never stop learning. And one of the things I really enjoy about what we do is learning about the variety of things that are happening in West Michigan. And one of the things right now we've got joining us is Ben O'Connor from O'Connor's Home Brew Supply. Ben not only sells the supplies, but he teaches people how to home brew. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good you're here, man. Tell us a little bit about O'Connor's Home Brew Supply, where you're at, what you're doing up there.
We're located at 619 Lyon Street Northeast, just east of Martha's Vineyard, on the corner of Lyon and Union Street. And we're Grand Rapids' only dedicated homebrew supply shop, which means that's all we do. So we offer great, helpful service, any level of brewer, beginner to advanced.
That is such a great idea, that because so many people are on to craft beers now, as the boys from the Hideout will attest. And a lot of them just, I want to brew beer. I just, you know, would love to come down there and get a starter kit or whatever and just try a batch. just sounds like fun to me. I love cooking anyway.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And
we need to do that, Josh.
And Ben, you brought a couple samples with you. This is stuff, again, it's home brewing. It's not anything you're going to distribute. It's not anything you're going to sell. But what varieties do you have there that a guy can come and get help with a recipe and get all the ingredients?
Yeah, I mean, you can make any beer you want. Today I brought an IPA, a Belgian double, and a Russian Imperial Stout.
And you made them all yourself?
Yes, I did.
And how long have you brewed beer?
I've been brewing beer for almost 5 years now.
And how many times a year would you brew?
I brew about the limit that I'm legally allowed to.
Good answer. I got to think. Yep. So never on Saturday night.
Right.
Plenty of beer this year. So.
I like that. Yeah. That wasn't the setup. I actually forgot that there actually is a limit. What is it?
I believe it's 100 gallons per year per person.
So you got 6 or 7 people in your family that are brewing with you, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, just me.
Good reason to have kids.
Right.
Back
right.
to the Catholic thing there. Procreate, procreate, procreate.
I get it.
All right? I like that. So you're right down from Martha's Vineyard, and a lot of people know where Martha's Vineyard is. What's the easiest way? If you're cruising along 196, what exit do I get off?
Get off at the college exit.
Okay.
And
head south.
Yep, head south to Michigan Street.
Okay, easy.
And then you're going to go to the east, and then you're going to any street on the right, you're going to take a right.
Sounds easy to find.
All streets lead to O'Connor's.
Lyon is a one-way street, so you have to hit it from the east.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to say.
No, that's right.
We pick on people.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, toughen up, would you? For crying out loud, you're a brewer. No, I saw an article, I think, in the Grand Rapids Press or MLive. You've been getting a lot of press. So
we really
wanted to get you on the air because the people that listen to this crazy show love craft beer, and I think a lot of them would like to try making it themselves. So I just really thought it'd be cool to have you on, and number one, congratulate you for such a brilliant idea, because I honestly think there's a lot of people out there, and you would tell us, I mean, you've obviously been open for a few months now. What's the traffic been like?
We've increased our business a lot in the last probably 6 months. We just moved locations just 3 doors down from where we used to be, so we have a bigger, better space now, more selection. So, yeah, that business is great.
Ben, one last question for you. If I wanted to get into this, I'm not doing it right now, what's the average investment that I've got to jump into to make beer?
I would say anywhere between $100 and $200, depending on
cheap.
No, it's not that expensive. I mean, a lot of cooking utensils and stuff that you already have in your kitchen can be used to brew beer. So, you know, $100 is the minimum, I'd say.
Great hobby.
Yeah, great hobby.
Great hobby.
So start saving your beer bottles, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Save your beer bottles and cap them.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ben, for joining us. Coming up next, we've got Bob's going to talk a little bit about the practice he's been doing on that Bowtech down there at the shooting range at Al and Bob's. We're going to talk to the guys from Forest Hills Financial, who got a barbecue event coming up. And then I'm going to break down a scallop recipe that I did this last week that turned out fantastic. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.